Biz News starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Wykowski from the WJON Newsroom. WJON News Time 105 and 71 degrees. Stick around, a full look at your WJON weather forecast coming up after the news. News this hour brought to you by Backwoods Bread Company and Farmers and Merchants State Bank. One person was hurt in a two-vehicle crash in Meeker County yesterday afternoon. Crash happened just before 2:30 on Highway 12 at 560th Avenue near Grove City. State Patrol says a truck and a car were both going east. Authorities say the two vehicles collided when the truck was turning left and the driver of the car hit the truck. No one, the driver of the car, 20-year-old Amia Ackerson of Pennock, was taken to Mayo Clinic with non-life-threatening injuries. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar announced last night that she is withdrawing her consideration to be Joe Biden's vice president. Klobuchar says that she told Biden that, "I think it's a moment to put a woman of color in the ticket.
If you want to heal this nation right now, my party, yes, but our nation, this is sure a hell of a way to do it." And that's just what I think after being through this in my state.
Biden has said he would choose a woman as a vice president running mate, and Klobuchar had been a long-time consideration possibility. A local ice cream cart business is now going to have its own brick and mortar. Jupiter Moon will open in the Millstream Shops and Lofts complex inside the former Bad Habit building. Owner David Boyer says the expansion will present them with a space to get creative and create new flavors.
I like flavors that are a little outside the boundaries of norms, so like strawberry basil, some chocolate rosemary, blood orange rosemary, some of those herb-infused flavors are on the list. All the things like that. It's joy, it's nostalgia, it's celebration. It means more than just ice cream to almost everybody. And so the flavors sort of reflect that as well.
Boyer says he doesn't have a specific first day of business in mind, but does hope to be open before summer's end. And bars, restaurants, and patios are open and ready for business in Stillwater. Christine Roski is the marketing director at Visit Stillwater. She says there are a foodie destination with about 30 restaurants just in downtown.
But we were already a place that had a lot of outdoor patios, so rooftops and decks and patios. But it's even better this year with some extra little parklets and some alleyways that have now been converted into outdoor dining spaces. And so it really gives you this sort of European feel where you're walking around town and there's these outdoor cafes everywhere.
Now, Roski says the speakeasy on Velveteen has the added new outdoor space for the summer. She also says new this year is the walking historic tours.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and Clear Lake, we'll see a nice, beautiful day here. Should see temperatures rise up to about 78 under partly cloudy skies. Lows of 58 expected for tonight. Tomorrow looking like a high of 77 degrees under cloudy skies. Could see a scattered thunderstorm or two later in the evening. As we look ahead to Sunday, highs of 81 degrees, partly cloudy skies with another chance of rain showers. On Monday, highs of 77 degrees, mainly cloudy skies. Could see another round of storms possible. Winds moving in on the north about 5 miles an hour. On Tuesday, highs of 77 degrees, scattered thunderstorms likely with a blend of clouds and sun throughout the day. And Wednesday, highs of 78 with a mixture of clouds and sun throughout the day, could see a sprinkle of storms as well. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download the free WJON app on your smartphone or tablet, or listen live to WJON at home with your Amazon Echo device. Just say, "Hey Alexa, play WJON." From the newsroom, I'm Alex Wykowski, WJON.